Hello, this is Luke from Luke's English Podcast, and this recording is just my chance to read out a letter which I wrote to my followers, which I posted onto teacherluke.co.uk way back in May 2012. Originally, when I posted this note, I couldn't do a recording because I had a sore throat and I had lost my voice. So I just wrote a letter to my listeners and posted it so that people could at least read me, even if they couldn't hear from me. But now, here I am in 2014. I'm just going back through the archives of teacherluke.co.uk, and I'm finding some pages which don't have any audio associated with them. They might be letters from me or blog posts or something like that, but they don't actually have any audio. And since this is Luke's English Podcast, or at least teacherluke.co.uk, where I present Luke's English Podcast, I thought I would just read out some of these letters, blog posts, notes, so that you could at least hear me speaking them now, saying them now. Okay, so I'm reading this one. It's called this one is actually called A Note from Luke, and I wrote it in 2012. I'm reading it to you now in 2014. Here it is. So it says, A Note from Luke. I'm sick with a sore throat and a temperature today, so I can't record a podcast. But I wanted to communicate with you, my listeners, followers, fans, subscribers, students, friends, whatever you want to call yourselves. So in this message, I would just like to say a few things, and I'm going to do that now. Voting in the competition is now closed. Thank you so much for your votes. I'm now planning to announce the winner. I think the best way to do that is to announce it in a podcast episode. As I said, I'm ill at the moment, so I can't do that now, but I will as soon as possible. Actually, you can find out the winner by just counting the votes from the comments sections on the three competition entry episodes. Votes added in the comments box on the side of this website have not been counted. Sorry, but those were the rules. I am really pleased with the competition because I think the competition entries from listeners are awesome and lovely, and because lots of people voted and got involved. It's touching to hear responses from people in other countries. Hello to Priyank from India. I said I would say hello to you in a podcast, and I will do it with my voice rather than in text like this. You can look forward to it, mate. Also, hi to Hajar from Turkey, my classroom in London recently. I say hi to you too, and we'll see if I can pronounce your name correctly. Fingers crossed. I hate sitting at home feeling sick because I feel that there are so many things to do, but I should rest today because you've got to look after your health. That's what my mum says anyway. I'm stupidly busy these days, which is why I haven't uploaded for a few days. In an ideal world, I would regularly upload lots of podcasts and other things for you to enjoy and learn from. And as a result, I would become even happier and proud, and the world would be a slightly better place. Please listen to episodes again and again. You will find that to be more and more useful for you. You'll notice things that you didn't notice before. Repeat listening will help you to pick up more vocabulary. You might find something funny the second time that you thought was just normal the first time. Of course, you might find it annoying and less funny, but there's not much I can do about that, is there? Sorry, I haven't asked how you are. How are you? Are you well? Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear it. Look after yourself, won't you? Take care and keep in touch. Keep listening to the podcast. Are you on Facebook? Why don't you like my Facebook page? Just go to Facebook and search for Luke's English Podcast. I post videos and other stuff there sometimes. If you like the page, you'll see those things in your timeline, and that'll be cool. I'm on Twitter too, at English Podcast, and I add a few comments and links there from time to time too. I think I might get a new mobile phone, like maybe a Samsung or something, but I'm not sure I can afford it. Also, I'm quite sceptical about buying these gadgets. I heard somewhere that Samsung also make really nasty weapons which get used in wars. It kind of made me think twice about getting one of their products. But that Galaxy S2 looks really good. Decisions, decisions. Perhaps I'll stick with the BlackBerry for a while. The weather in London is really crap at the moment. It's just grey and wet. It's a bit depressing, to be honest. But I'm sure it'll improve soon, and we'll have some great days of sunshine. I admit, I talk about the weather a bit too much, but if you lived here in the UK, you'd know why. The Olympics are due to start here in London in the summer, and the Queen is celebrating her 60-year jubilee. This means that the whole city seems to be preparing for some massively patriotic celebration of being British. On one hand, that's great and really exciting to be part of, but on the other hand, it could make London busy and crowded. And sometimes it feels like the whole thing will just cost a huge amount of money. Isn't there a financial crisis going on? Shouldn't we be saving money? Banksy has done a new piece of graffiti on a wall in northeast London. It's been in the news. It looks like a comment on the patriotic celebration and pageantry of the Jubilee and Olympics. While we celebrate and spend loads of money, kids in sweatshops on the other side of the world are making the bunting and flags that we use to celebrate. It makes you think twice about everything. You can see a picture of it here, and there's a link on this page. I recently saw a great bit of stand-up by the London-based stand-up comedian Mickey Flanagan. Have a look at this video. It's posted on the page here. It's hilarious. I wonder if you understand everything or find it funny. I would explain it all here, but it would take ages and ages. Just try watching the video anyway. It should give you a good laugh, if you give it a chance. You can see the video below this text. That's it for now. Again, I'm really glad that the competition went well. I will announce the winner in a podcast as soon as I can. Please be patient. Remember, I do this podcast on my own, while also juggling a full-time job, a stand-up comedy career, two bands, a lot of laundry and washing, my health and well-being, and last but definitely not least, the attention of my lovely girlfriend. It means that I don't always have time to do podcast episodes quickly. I'm not the BBC, not yet, anyway. Peace, love, ice cream, green tea, good music and laughter. Luke. Okay, so that is just my recording of the post from May 2012 entitled A Note with Luke. And I believe that's somewhere in the region of episode 101, episode 102, somewhere in that region. Let me have a quick look here in my RSS feed and I'll see. Yeah, that's episode 101 that you just heard there. Okay, from 2012. All right. Okay, good. So that's the end of this episode, this recording. Thanks very much for listening.